Mississippi officials now say at least 25 people are dead following yesterday's tornadoes. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Homes and businesses in the state pummeled. Fox's Charles Watson is in hard-hit Amory, Mississippi.
It is nothing but pure destruction around us. Folks are really starting to try to clean up some of this debris. We've seen a lot of people cutting large pieces of wood to get it out of the way so folks can get down the road and get to their properties and sort of assess some of this damage out here. But the danger for these folks, not over just yet. There are large pieces of debris hanging from trees that have been knocked over. It's been pretty windy out here throughout the day, and so folks have to worry about some of these large pieces of debris flying all over the place. And so we've seen officers out in the roadway.
The number of dead expected to rise. The National Weather Service reporting an enhanced risk of severe storms on Sunday across parts of the South, with large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes all possible. At least two people are dead, as many as five remain missing after the explosion of a chocolate factory in southeastern Pennsylvania. West Reading, Pennsylvania Mayor Samantha Cog.
I issued a declaration of emergency to gather resources for the tragedy that happened with our home. To the residents of the borough, I would like to directly address concerns of safety. This declaration is strictly to access more resources for emergency responders on scene. Search and rescue efforts continue to push forward. The community has continued to support the victims.
The cause of the explosion has not been released. At least two suspected migrants are dead, at least 10 others hospitalized after being locked in a hot train car. Fox's Alexis McAdams is in Mission, Texas.
It was 100 degrees out here yesterday in South Texas, and even hotter in those train cars that we were told by officials were locked so the migrants couldn't get out. They say they were suffocating inside.
Police report 911 calls reporting the problem. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Russian tactical nuclear weapons could be in Belarus by July 1st, according to the Russian president. President Putin making the announcement today in response to Britain's decision to provide armor-piercing rounds with depleted uranium to Ukraine, Russia falsely claiming the rounds have nuclear components. Tactical nuclear weapons are used on the battlefield, unlike more powerful, longer-range strategic nuclear weapons. President Putin also claiming Belarus has been asking for weapons and that the U.S. has deployed nuclear weapons in NATO countries. Belarus shares borders with three NATO members, Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland. The Sweet 16 round of the NCAA basketball tournament ended Friday with a pair of number one seeds going down.
In the South region, Alabama, the number one overall seed in the tournament, falling to number five seed San Diego State, 71-64. And in the Midwest region, it was another number five seed Miami, taking down top seed Houston, 89-75. All four number one seeds have now been eliminated from the tournament, marking the first time the Elite Eight will not feature a top seed since seeding began in 1979.
Fox's Eric Messersmith. Today's games begin this hour and then just before 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Gwyneth Paltrow took the stand in her ski collision trial. Fox's Michelle Polino has details.
Retired optometrist Terry Sanderson is suing the actress for $300,000. He says she skied into him and left him with broken ribs and a brain injury. Paltrow claims he skied into her and is asking for $1 in legal fees. On the stand, she described the upsetting incident.
I was skiing and two skis came between my skis, forcing my legs apart. And then there was a body pressing against me and there was a very strange grunting noise.
She said the two fell to the ground. Sanderson's daughter also testified to how his health declined following the crash.
I'm Ann Carrick and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.